Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Pioneer Progressive. Today, we're coming at you with another special episode, the day before Christmas. Today, we're going to be talking with W. Steve Martin. He was on the morning show for 27 years at KNIX FM in Phoenix. He's done countless different programs of community service, won multiple radio awards, but today, he is running the 911 Toy Drive program, among many other things that he's doing. We are so happy to have him here today. I can tell you countless things about this man, but I think I'm going to let him do that job for us. So, without further ado, I give you W. Steve Martin with the 911 Toy Drive program. Hey, W., it's Michael from Pioneer Packaging.
Dr. McBride, a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
You as well.
All right, Michael, we're ready, buddy.
Awesome. We just wanted to talk to you about the 911 toy program and how long you've been doing it. I understand that you've been a radio host before this.
Yeah, you know what? I was a very lucky man that worked very hard. I was in radio in the Phoenix area for a total of 47 years.
Oh, wow.
I did the morning show on a country station called KNIX for 27 years. And I am lucky enough to be in the Arizona Broadcast Hall of Fame, the Country Music Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Wow.
I've won 7 CMA awards for top 5 and 2 for the number one radio personality in the United States from the CMA.
Wow, congratulations.
It sure beat working, I gotta tell you. It was a great time, a lot of fun, very communicative listeners who wanted to be entertained. Radio doesn't quite do that, and that's why things like you're doing, podcasts bring back personality and communication to a device that helps you to listen, enjoy, and like the personality that's doing the show.
Absolutely. That's why we started doing this. And when Dan told me a little bit about how Pioneer supports the 911 toy drive, we had to get in contact with you.
Well, I appreciate that. I would tell you that our calendar shows 10 years that Pioneer has been supplying toy containers, boxes, but the ones they are giving us now are just fantastic. They're the kind of container that people look at it. It looks like it is ready to take every toy you could put in it. And we figure that through the last 10 years with their containers alone, we've collected about 500,000 gifts.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's just great company. They stepped up early because they heard we were doing a toy drive. Mm-hmm. And every time I saved a dollar from our budget for expenses to get even a box out, I could buy toys with that or I could buy boxes.
Right.
And I had to have boxes. So when Pioneer stepped up, it was just so fantastic, and it still is today.
Well, we are happy to be a part of that. And yes, 10-year anniversary, that's another one of the main reasons we had to do this.
Appreciate it. Our motto is better boxes, better people.
I love it.
All right. We can talk about toys, though. And if you've seen the Blue Santa, we've been on every TV station.
Oh, yeah.
In Phoenix. Just this holiday, we've had more TV media support than the last couple of years. So that's great.
That's awesome.
Because our goal is to make sure that each and every officer who becomes a Blue Santa is recognized for going above and beyond what a police officer would normally do.
Right.
They often care, but we don't really pay them enough to go out and buy Christmas for every family they need or every child that needs to see a difference.
Right.
So this program enables the officer to shop, to deliver, and to change the attitudes of not just the children, but the mother and father, and equally important, the older siblings in the house that see the cops, and maybe they're teen kids, and they don't want to like the police, but it's pretty hard not to like an officer who just gave your family Christmas.
Absolutely. In my family alone, we've had police officers and currently do have police officers, and anything that changes people's perception is an amazing thing. This is an awesome way for them to show how much they really love their communities.
Fantastic. There will be a bunch of pictures that go with this podcast on 911toydrive.com. And my personal Facebook is just W. Stephen Martin. And you kind of get all the activities that we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're right at 400 officers this year. It's fantastic when you see them pull off in the cop cars with toys hanging out of the back window.
That is an amazing thing. I'm sure it just brings a lot of joy to all these kids.
Yeah, well, you don't worry about getting a ticket. You should probably say, man, thanks for being a Blue Santa, because if you're going to cut down on crime one child at a time for the minor crimes that really turn into a lifetime record for some of these young people,
right,
you've got to do it by making a positive impression.
Right, and that starts when they're young, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you want a story or two about some of our deliveries?
Yeah, you know, maybe you can just start with, how did this 9/11 toy drive launch?
Well, the basis came from my childhood and six children. My mother and my father had died when I was seven. And I learned by watching people drive up to our house and give us food and give us a few presents. And I went, Mom, why are those people here? She said, well, they're just helping us over a hard time. Someday we're going to help them, but right now we can't. And so my goal was going into radio and using radio as a tool to communicate and make the difference. We promised my mother, myself, and my other brothers and sisters that we would repay, replace, and contribute to society in a more caring way and not humiliate people because they're poor.
Right. That's awesome.
I used to have people line up, and we would set up the whole warehouse at a Phoenix hotel, and anybody who needed toys, again, I didn't want to humiliate people.
Right.
I wanted to make a difference. But when I got the same people year after year, I went, I'm not here to raise your children. I'm here to help you over a difficult time, just like my mother said.
Yeah.
And so I had a police officer in Tempe, Arizona, and he was killed in the line of duty. And his wife called me on the radio and she said, W, I hear you giving out toys. Would you be willing to give some toys to a family? My husband wanted to help out and now he's gone, but I'd still like to help them in his memory. And I went, absolutely. His name is Officer Hawk, Tempe Police Department. And even this year, I have a program called the Suicide Santa, Crisis Hotline Santa, and we give toys out all night Christmas Eve for crisis intervention. But we went over, we gave all the Tempe guys that came out, took toys and gave them away, four toys per child. Still today, 36 years later, we give four toys per child to honor Officer Hawk.
That's amazing. It's a very tragic yet beautiful story. And so many people just hear toy drive and they think, okay, we're just donating toys to give to kids. But you guys really have a lot of just so much heart into this.
If you're going to donate, it doesn't matter where you donate if you know where your toy or your food or your gift goes. But if you don't know, you shouldn't give to that charity. First of all, nobody, including me, has ever been paid a salary for being a Blue Santa or Toy Drive volunteer. All of our money goes to buy gifts. If we have to buy things, we buy what we need for the children, and then we pay for fuel because you got to get the toys around. But know where your toy goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, look for somebody who doesn't make money off of it, but make an impression on others from it.
Absolutely. Obviously, kids are the future, and making this sort of impression on them at a young age is a really good start to make sure we have a really good future.
Absolutely. It's not just the gift, it's the officer, it's mom and dad, it's a man or woman that's been arrested. When a cop pulls up, everybody goes, oh, geez, what did I do?
Right.
Well, you know what? They're just going somewhere else to help someone. Ticket-wise, if you are endangering your children, your family, your life, or somebody else on the road, you need to be stopped and disciplined a little bit.
100% agree with you.
Well, it's about time.
I know they're not out to get you and take joy in giving tickets. They're trying to protect our community, and they'll do what they need to do that.
Absolutely. Quick story for reference. We sent toys that were delivered by helicopter yesterday to three little girls, and their house was burned out, everything gone. Oh. They live in the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Wow.
I mean, think of that. There is no distance too far when a law enforcement officer can change the way an at-risk child may see them.
That's an amazing story. That is so far above and beyond not just what I've seen other toy drives do, but above and beyond the call of an officer's duty. It's very encouraging.
Well, thank you. And you have family that's in law enforcement. They're out there to do good. And at the same time, most police departments are down 18 to 20% on street officers. So we've got to get the toys to the men and women who know the most needy and can make the biggest difference.
I agree with that.
Now, there's just 100 stories that officers come back and tell us. We had one little boy they gave a basketball to who was 13, and the last person he expected was an officer to show up at his house. The officer comes in, he gives him a brand new basketball and a car, and the Phoenix PD said the officer drove by Christmas Eve, and the little boy had warned him that the neighbor was going to shoot a cop for Christmas.
Oy.
And so they gave everybody that patrolled that area a heads up. When the shots rang out and the car was hit, they knew right where to go. And that's because a little boy who knew something wanted to tell a police officer, "Don't come around Christmas Eve. I don't want it to be you." Look what one gift donated did. It saved a life.
Yeah, it changed that kid's potential perspective on police officers to the point where a little boy saved a life.
Yep. And for all of us in Arizona, we have an officer clinging to life after being shot multiple times.
Yes.
And the end result of that kind of action is maybe in the shooter's life, if something good had happened where he had seen an officer as a human being, maybe he wouldn't have shot those shots.
Yeah.
Maybe that officer would still be home with his family for Christmas.
I definitely agree. That's why these sort of programs are so vital. Not only the police officers, but our whole community in general.
Absolutely. So remember, if you're going to buy boxes from somebody, get boxes that care from Pioneer and let Pioneer know you appreciate their overwhelming support of this program for a decade. It's made a difference.
We definitely appreciate that, W. That means a lot to us.
Now, anyone wants any information, it's 911toydrive.com. If you want to communicate with us, maybe you want to get involved during the Christmas in July program. You want more information, you want to get involved, 911toydrive.com. We'd love to hear from you. And more importantly, the officers on the street need to see this support now.
What would you say is probably the biggest way a company like us can get involved?
I think the first thing you need to do is make a commitment to do something that will support the project you believe in. If your company wants to hang a banner and say, "We support our police," you don't think the officers patrolling your business are going to pay a little more attention? They'll be watching your business for you.
Yeah. So the biggest thing really is just showing support in any way that they can.
Right. We have a big number of things. If you want to help clean up the Beeline Highway, we clean that up for fallen officers every second Saturday in February. Put on your hiking boots and come out and join us. Pick up some trash. And more importantly, honor the men and women who've made that sacrifice, not for themselves, for you.
Yeah. You know, so many people in Arizona are really big on keeping Arizona clean. Do that and then do it while you're supporting your police officers.
Exactly. You hit the target twice. It doesn't have to be sad because we're not celebrating the fact an officer died.
Right.
We're celebrating the fact that officer really lived.
Yeah.
I know that you and the people that listen to your podcast, the people that work at Pioneer, the people that are customers, they just want a chance to do something they can believe in.
Yeah. I truly believe that majority of people out there want to be involved, want to support communities, want to support their police officers. And I think they just need a little bit of a roadmap on the ways that they can do that. We need more passion and hope in this world right now.
Absolutely. Your toys could wind up at the bottom of the Grand Canyon in a really perfect way. But don't just sit there, do something.
Yeah. 100%.
All right. Well, I've got officers approaching me and they're holding out boxes of lists. So I'm going to Merry Christmas. Thank you, Pioneer, for all of your help. And thanks for letting us do your podcast with you.
Absolutely. Thank you, W, so much again for your time today, and bless you on this journey.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody, from Blue Santa.
Thank you again for listening. Be sure to contact us at pioneerphoenix.com or email us at info@pioneerphoenix.com. We hope you all have an amazing, safe, and very Merry Christmas. And to remember, the most important thing this season is to not think about yourselves, but think about any and all others in need. Merry Christmas.